Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, October 11th. I want to say thank you for all those faithful listeners that are tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. I do appreciate those of you that listen as well over our website at WSOF.org, and we get some regular listeners over that. We appreciate that, and thank the Lord for you and for your faithfulness, for your prayers. And most of you know that yesterday on the broadcast, as I was preparing it, you could probably tell that I was a little bit rushed and had a lot of extra songs, more than we intended to have. I actually made the recording for the message ahead of time and had prepared and planned them to come and make announcements and get things ready. And while I was in the process of doing that, got a phone call that we were needed at the hospital in Owensboro. And so I had just pretty much immediately dropped what I was doing. I cut my voice tracking in a little short in my second hour, and then also just dropped in a bunch of songs and let the sermon play in the middle of the songs and went on. So let me request prayer, especially for Brother Cater Dockery. He's a good member here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Brother Dockery, a very good man. We've been requesting prayer for him for some weeks now. I think about 6 weeks that we've known, maybe seven, that we've known that he's had cancer, and they were doing treatments on him and things such as that. And he got pneumonia a couple of weeks ago. They had to postpone his treatments, and now he's having some setbacks again. And I'm not going to go into great detail with that, but I would like for you to pray for him. Pray that God might touch him. He is in the hospital there in Owensboro, and I want to pray that the Lord would raise him up and that the Lord would touch him as would be the will of God. And I'll just say it'll be a miracle. It'll take a miracle for God to raise him up, but we're serving a miracle-working God. There is nothing too hard for our God. Nothing too hard for our God. And I'm glad that's true. I realize that these bodies will eventually fall apart. These bodies will eventually go back to dust from whence we came. The Bible says that. We know that's going to happen. It doesn't matter how much we pray. It doesn't matter how strong our faith is. These bodies eventually are going to lay down when it is the Lord's time. But as long as it is God's will to spare us, I believe we can pray and we can see God do great and mighty things. And so I'm just praying God's will be done. I ask you to pray for Brother Cater as well. Lord, touch him and help him that it eases pain. He's in a great deal of pain, and he needs our prayers. And of course, Miss Ann, his wife, and then his family, Brother Robert Dockery, is his son, is a member here at the church. And Brother Robert's got a birthday coming up on Thursday, I believe, this week. And he needs our prayers through these times with his dad. And then I know Brother Cater's got some other family members that I don't know and have not met, but we're praying for them and then the long-range family as well. Also, be in prayer for Brother and Sister Hall. Mrs. Hall has been in and out of AFib the last little bit and was not able to be with us on Sunday, either of the services. She had come out of AFib but was so weak, and I'd like for you to keep her in your prayers. Also, the camp meeting going on over at Hodgensville, where Brother Hanley Milby is moderating the New Freedom Baptist camp meeting going on this week. And if the Lord willing, we're planning on today going over and seeing Brother Cater at the hospital and then going from there to Brother Milby's camp meeting, spending the night tonight, being there in the morning, and then coming back here and being here in the service on tomorrow evening. And so be in prayer for that. While I'm plugging that, just say, if you will, pray for our services here tomorrow evening, that the Lord might meet with us and help us. We had a good service on Sunday. And then I preached Sunday morning, then Sunday night our son Joshua came in and was with us, and he preached. Brother Junior Messick, missionary from to Canada, from the church here, was with us as well. And I gave him some time, and he preached a little short message, good message. And then also we had another missionary family drop in with us, the New family, Matthew New and his children. They sang, and we had just a good time together on Sunday. A lot crammed into it, but it was a blessing. And I thank the Lord and praise the Lord for it. Amen. But remember the camp meeting going on this week there at Hodgensville. Then remember our midweek service also as well on tomorrow night. And then, if you will, remember the camp meeting going on over at Grace Baptist Church right here in Madisonville. Brother Lawrence Richardson is the good pastor there. That starts up tomorrow night and then goes through Thursday and Friday. And we're looking forward to trying to be in that. I've never been there to Grace, never been in their services. I've met Brother Richardson several times, and he came to our meeting very faithfully and was a real blessing and preached a good message, and we're grateful for that. And looking forward to being with them there on this Thursday and Friday. So remember these things in request of prayer. Brother Willie Walton over in Maryland is having a camp meeting this week as well, and we'll hold them up in prayer, ask the Lord to bless and help and meet those needs there as well. And then I do have a special unspoken request that the Lord knows about, a situation that we're praying about, and praying that the Lord just work and help and have His way and put things together in accordance to His will. And I believe that He's working, and I believe that He's moving. And I just want to keep praying that things will move in the right direction. God get the glory and the honor for these things. All right, remember them in your prayer, if you will. Also, Sister Lisa Bell, Brother Bell's wife, has been having some sickness and some problems, and they've been running tests. This Thursday, they're going to do some MRIs and try to locate what her problem is. And we want to remember her in prayer. The Lord touch her and help her. And then we had good news on Sunday. I should have announced this on Monday, but I didn't. I let it slip my mind with all the activity going on. But this Sunday, we got the good news starting out the service that Sister Amanda, one of the young ladies here in the church, and Brother Jim Ward, that just got saved back in our missions conference, are now officially engaged. Amen. And we're looking forward to seeing what the Lord will do in this young couple's life and see them come together and make a home. God bless that. And so we want to pray for them, Amanda Arnold and Jim Ward. Pray that God bless them in that happy union. And then we also got the news that Sister Elizabeth Rickard is expecting. She's found out that she is 6 weeks along, is what they think. And we're praising the Lord. That, friend, is an answer to prayer. Amen. God moving, I believe, in answer to prayer. Now, any time that a life comes into this world, it's God that does that. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of special times when that life has so much against it that it takes a miracle of God to bring it into the world. And there's where we're looking at right here. So pray that God would help Miss Elizabeth. She carries this child, and that God would bless her and Brother Jacob and their family for the glory and the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer and call on the Lord at this time, and then move right on in the broadcast. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love You. Thank You for Your goodness, grace, and mercy so abundantly bestowed in our life. Lord, You have been so good. We have so much to thank You for, and we're grateful. And Father, I pray now that You would help with these special requests. I want to thank You right off the bat. I want to thank You for the good news there Miss Elizabeth expected. Praise Your name. Thank You for the good news that Miss Amanda and Brother Jim have decided to make a home. Lord, I pray bless them and help them there as well. Father, I want to thank You for helping Brother Cater. And Lord, he sure needs even more help. And I pray, dear God, Your hand would undergird, Your strength would uphold, and Lord, Your miracle power would work, and we'd see great and mighty things done. You get the glory, and help him, Lord. Help Miss Ann, and help Brother Robert as well. The needs there in the family. Meet those needs, Lord, and comfort, strengthen, and help, and have Your way. Help the doctors and nurses as they minister and work with him as well. Lord, I do pray You touch Mrs. Hall. Lord, You'd help her not only stay out of AFib, but help, Lord, that it not keep coming back. And Lord, You'd give her strength that she needs in her body and meet those needs, and You get the glory. We pray. I do pray for that special unspoken request, Lord, that You'd touch, help, and meet the need according to Thy will. And I ask You, Lord, to help in the camp meetings going on, as we mentioned, there in Hodgensville, Kentucky, right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, and also over in Maryland. Lord, would You help those camp meetings and have Your way and get the glory? Then, Lord, I pray You'd bless us on tomorrow night service. Bless and help us in that. And then also that You'd help us right here today on the radio broadcast. Have Your way, we pray. Get the glory. We ask it in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, if you'd like to be looking in the Scripture today, we're going to be turning to Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1. That's Luke chapter 11, verse number 1 for our primary reading. And then also Mark chapter 11 and verse number 25. Mark chapter 11 and verse number 25. We'll have this good song, then get right to the reading of the Word of God and the message from the Word of God. Our Bible reading for today, Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And so, as you know, we're looking at what I call prayer secrets. And these scripture verses that our Lord gives us as secrets to prayer, as he teaches us to pray. Thank God he teaches us, and the Lord teaches us through his word. That's how he does it. And I'm glad that he's given us these nuggets of scripture that can aid us and teach us to pray. Today's secondary scripture, the nugget for today, is found in Mark chapter number 11 and verse number 25. The Bible says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." I underline the phrase, "When ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any." Now, I don't like to start the week in the middle of a message, but I had to this time. I thought I'd be able to complete the message on Thursday and Friday of last week. And it's really a short message, but it's turned out to be longer than I anticipated that it would, as I got sort of bogged down and zeroed in on some things. I'm not complaining, but just trying to give a little explanation. But in dealing with this, we call it the harmony of prayer. And as I said earlier, in dealing with this subject, I'm dealing, I believe, with one of the most frequent causes of failure in our realm of prayer. And I believe that it has hindered the power of prayer over and over again. I said, first of all, that there can be no effective prayer without harmony with Him. I talked about the fact that our heart must be in harmony with heaven. Amen. We must be on terms with Him. If we're going to call Him our Father, then He must not be a stranger, nor us a stranger to Him. We must have a relationship with Him, as a father does his children. And then we must not only be on terms with Him, but we must be in tune with Him. We're praying in His will. We're asking in His name. And then I moved on to say that not only there can be no effective prayer without harmony with Him, but there can be no such harmony without a pardon from Him. And I talked a little bit about judicial pardon, which we came for when we got saved. Ask God to, as the judge, to wash our sins away, forgive us, and declare us not guilty. And that's exactly what He did. He paid the sin debt. He is the propitiation for our sins. But this problem we're facing now is not that we need forgiveness for sins that we can be allowed into the family. We're already in the family. Now we need forgiveness that we might obtain that fellowship that we could have, amen, with our Father. We're not looking at Him as our judge. We're coming to Him as our Father, amen. Now, I dealt with the fact about Him not casting us away when we're disobedient. Thank God that He doesn't, but it does break fellowship. It does hinder our prayers, and we dealt with some verses of Scripture concerning that. I need to move on. I said, thirdly, there can be no such pardon unless we forgive others, amen. There must be a forgiveness of others. It's right here in our text in Mark chapter 11, verse number 25. "And when ye stand praying, forgive." So He said, not only do you need forgiveness, you need to grant forgiveness. "If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." So He says, our forgiveness is contingent and is hinged upon how we forgive others. I asked this question as I went off the air on Friday. Has someone cut you, offended you? Has someone insulted you, maligned you in some way? Has someone injured you, and because of that, consequently, you're harboring a grudge? You're holding hard feelings. Friend, I said, you must forgive. Amen. And I said again, you must forgive, and you must forgive sincerely, without any manner of reservation. You've got to give it up. Give it over to the Lord and allow Him to wash that from you as you forgive them. Amen. Now, they may be the one that was in the wrong. Right? But just because they are the ones that was in the wrong does not mean that you don't have a great responsibility. Matter of fact, it means you've got a great opportunity to be on the big end, if I could say it that way, on the end of being the one that forgives in spite of the fact that they were wrong. That's like Jesus, isn't it? We were the ones that were wrong, and yet He forgave. Amen. Now, I'll say this. It may be very difficult. I'm not I'm not living in some kind of a dream world. I'm not living in an imaginary realm. I know in reality, forgiveness sometimes is very difficult. But if you have the Holy Spirit abiding in you, and you do if you're saved by the grace of God, it's not so very difficult for Him. Amen. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost is the one that grants and gives that great forgiven power. Amen. I believe He gives us the ability to do that. He's got to do it, and it's got to be done. You must forgive. That is, if you value your harmony with the Father, if you value your fellowship with God, if you value your power in prayer. Amen. Now, it may be very possible that you try to forgive them. You go to them. You pronounce to them that they are forgiven. You're holding no grudges, and yet they fail to respond. They will not correct the issue, and that cannot be helped. But I want to say this. You will have your reward if you make the attempt. You will have your reward if in your heart you totally release that. Amen. Now, he says this, if you have aught against any. So you see that. That's, you've got a problem with your brother. But there's another situation sometimes that arises. We see that in Matthew chapter number 5, verses 23 and 24. He's talking about thy brother having aught against thee. Not you have aught against them. They've got aught against thee. Look at it. Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Now, in the previous case, you had the fault with your brother. But this time, it is you that is in the wrong. Amen. You come to offer your gift, or you come to make your prayer, and your conscience smites you. You are reminded of the wrong that you have done. Amen. And there's no use offering your gift. There's no use offering your prayer. You know it's there. You've got to leave it there at that moment and go and ask forgiveness from your brother that you have offended. Amen. Now, in the cases where it is necessary and is possible, you'll have to make reparations. You'll have to make things right there. Not just say, forgive me. You got to pay that debt that is owed. Amen. But it's right. And I'll say this. It will take some courage, and it'll take some boldness to do the right thing here. Amen. You'll have to own up to your wrong. You've got to humble your pride, and you've got to run the risk of being insulted. Can I say, friend, none of these things are easy? But we should have thought of that before we did the other brother wrong. But I'm telling you, friend, there will be times, there are times, when you will have to go to somebody and say, I was wrong. Amen. Amen. Now, again, if they will not accept or receive your repentance, then at least you've done your part. You can go now, and with harmony, you can go to your fellow family members, you can go to God, and you can tell Him your prayer request. Amen. All right, let me move to the final point. Not only must we have harmony with heaven if we're going to have prayer, if our prayer is going to get through, we've got to have harmony with heaven. In order for us to have harmony with heaven, we must have a pardon from our Father for our wrongs. We must not only get forgiveness, but we also must give forgiveness. We've got to forgive others. That's what he said. Now, how can we do that? Can I say there can be no forgiveness without the sweet Holy Ghost? The real forgiveness of personal slights and injuries seems to be found very, very difficult for the human being. It appears to require a power that is stronger than we naturally possess. There's a word of real appropriateness found right here in Romans chapter 5, verse number 5. Listen to this. The Bible says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. Did you know that we have a supernatural love, not just the love of human beings, but the love of God that is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit? It is that love that is strong enough. It is that love that is big enough to accomplish that happy triumph and that holy victory of forgiving other people who have done us wrong. Amen. Friend, if you have the Holy Spirit living in you, you have that love power living in you. You have that power at your hand. He is at hand. Every true believer in Christ possesses the Holy Spirit from the moment of their new birth. Amen. Not only if you have the Holy Spirit, but what about if the Holy Spirit possesses you? Amen. every day we'll live surrendered completely to his possession. Lord, not my will but thine be done. Lord, they can't do me wrong because they're actually, it's you they're doing wrong. So we say, Lord, forgive them for they know not what they do. Amen. We ought to walk in obedience with the Lord. We ought to live in that supernatural power that has positively set us free from our own will, that we might not be living for self, but we live and breathe and have our being for the perfect will of God. Thank you for listening.